Welcome to the Ladies of Metal Show, featuring interviews with metal bands, where we keep you up to date with everything surrounding the metal, underground, and alternative community. This is the Ladies of Metal Show.
What is up? Welcome back to the Ladies of Metal Show. I'm Carly Gwen, aka Gwen Anastasia. I've had a ton of really great chats recently, so if you missed an episode, you can go back and catch up. I had Andy Marsh from Thy Art is Murder on here, Pat Sheridan from Fit for an Autopsy, Matt Greiner from August Burns Red, Mark Heilman from Suicide Silence, and today I have Mick Jeffrey calling into the show from the Australian metal band Aversion's Crown, which we will get to in just a bit. So first, I wanted to go over some new releases set to come out this summer. Even though concerts and tours and live events in general are on hold, and summer concerts are probably one of my favorite things given the state of the world right now, I'm happy that bands are still staying on schedule and releasing records. So here's a few that I'm the most excited about. I know a lot of people still listen to this band, and they're even on the radio sometimes now. Asking Alexandria put out a record called Like a House on Fire on May 15th, so that was just a couple days ago. May 29th, Behemoth is dropping an EP called A Forest. June 5th, The Ghost Inside, you guys probably know this one already, their self-titled record, probably my most anticipated record of the year, not just the summer, just given everything this band has gone through, recovering 5 years later from their bus accident. They're already releasing two singles, The Aftermath, which I believe is the last track on the record, and a song called Pressure Point, which warns us to think twice before crossing Jonathan Vigil. And I'm super excited for the rest of the record. June 5th also is going to be a huge day for two other bands. Currents is dropping a record called The Way It Ends. And if you slept on this band at all, now's the time to fix that, because they just put out a new single from it called Monsters. It's awesome. They're always on tour in normal times with bands you already know and love, so you may have even seen this band but not checked them out, so make sure you give these guys a listen. And another record that I cannot wait for coming out June 5th is from a band called End, and the record is called Splinters from an Ever-Changing Face. This is the debut full-length from the supergroup, including Brendan Murphy from Counterparts, one of my favorite bands of all time, and Will Putney from literally everything. That dude is not only in Fit for an Autopsy, he's produced probably every record you love. So don't miss out on that. June 12th, Aversion's Crown, Hell Will Come for Us All, will be out on Nuclear Blast Records. We'll talk to guitarist Mick Jeffrey from that band in just a few minutes about the stark difference you'll notice on this record compared to the band's last three full lengths. So make sure you listen to a song that they just put out called The Soil. That's my favorite song on there so far. June 19th, Lamb of God is dropping their self-titled record. They're 8th full length since 2000, so we've had 20 years with this band, which is definitely making me feel real old. Moving into July, Bury Tomorrow is releasing a record called Cannibal. If you haven't heard them yet, they're a British metalcore type band. A couple of their older tracks, Man on Fire and Black Flame, both have over 3 million views on YouTube. This last one, which is coming out August 7th, I cannot wait for. Misery Signals is putting out Ultraviolet. So after The Ghost Inside, this is my second most anticipated record coming out this year. They released Absent Light back in 2013. I had to look it up because I didn't think it was that long ago, but that record ruled in my opinion, and it's been 7 years without anything new from them. So this record is long overdue in my opinion. The first single is called The Tempest, and it's out now. It actually reminds me a lot of The Ghost Inside, which I am not mad about. So lots to look forward to in the next couple months as far as new music goes. Very happy about that. And with that said, I want to say hi to Mick Jeffrey from Aversion's Crown. Thank you so much for giving me a call. I know we're on a bit of a time difference from Philly to where you're at in Australia. So I guess kind of want to know how things are going in Australia right now for you as far as like the shelter in place. And I mean, I'm sure you've been home or stuck at home for a while now.
Since mid-March.
Yeah, so it's been a minute. You guys were supposed to tour with like Thy Art is Murder. It was like a huge tour, and now it's postponed until like December, I think I saw.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we managed to play one show in Philadelphia before the whole thing got cancelled. So yeah, it was with Thy Art Is Murder, and yeah, it was going to be quite a big tour, but it just wasn't meant to be, I guess.
Yeah, or I guess it's good that, I don't know, it's good it wasn't canceled totally, but I was supposed to be at that show because I live in Philly, and I was super excited, but that was like my last night of work, so I had to go, and then work closed. So I'm super bummed that I didn't get to go.
Yeah, for sure.
But yeah, so you guys played one show in Philly, and that was it. So was that your first time in Philly?
No, we've played there a couple of times.
Okay, cool.
That would have been, yeah, last time we were there was, I think maybe June 2018 with the Black Dahlia Murder in Whitechapel.
Oh, I think I was at that show too, actually. But I was late, so I probably missed you guys.
Probably did, yeah. That's all right.
Yeah. If it was at, I think it was at the Trocadero.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah, okay, cool. Oh, man. All right, so you guys are about to put out a pretty huge record on Nuclear Blast in just a couple weeks, June 12th. So can you tell us about this release and maybe, like, if you guys did anything special or different? So this is Hell Will Come for Us All. I'm super excited for it. So, yeah, so can you tell us a little bit about it?
For sure. Yeah, we're all super excited as well. It's been a long time coming, it feels. But, yeah, I guess the main change on this album is we have a new vocalist, Tyler Miller. So this will be his first release with the band. We put out a first single, I think, yeah, maybe just over a month ago now. And yeah, that's been received really well. And we're super keen to see how the rest of the album is received. But yeah, this is something we've been kind of working on for a while. And I think it's a bit more focused than our previous albums. It's still got all the trademark sounds that we've had before with all the fast drumming and guttural vocals and all that sort of stuff. We've kind of changed a little bit of the lyrical themes on this one as well. We've previously been sort of exclusively in singing about aliens and science fiction stuff, but this time we kind of took a bit more of a realistic, worldly approach for some of the lyrical content.
Well, that's super exciting. And I think I noticed that a little bit on the single you guys put out, The Soil.
Yeah.
That one's been on one of my playlists that I listen to when I work out. So I've been loving that song.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah. And I always think, I don't know, it's so crazy how heavy you guys are with just the four of you. Like, it's so good.
Yeah, cheers.
Yeah. So with this tour kind of being postponed or rescheduled until December, what are you doing until then? And then what is the band doing until then?
Well, yeah, I'm sort of been at home. Haven't had any work on since I've been back. So just been trying to keep productive in my personal life, I guess, with music and keeping fit and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, as far as what the band's doing, we've still been sort of gearing up all the stuff to release this album. There's always a lot of behind the scenes stuff that needs doing, but yeah, with the extra time we've had, we've also been sort of, you know, even starting writing on new material and all that kind of stuff. And yeah, so we've been still using our time creatively, I guess, which has been good.
Wow, yeah, it sounds like you've been very productive. So do you have anything online as far as like playthroughs or like lessons or anything like on YouTube or anything like that?
No, I haven't really delved into the playthroughs yet, but we're planning on doing some for the tracks on this album. But yeah, it's kind of just been a matter of us being able to, me and Chris, the other guitarist, being able to sort of get together and arrange to do it, which hasn't been sort of possible at the moment. So once things calm down a little bit, we'll be churning out a few playthroughs and all that kind of stuff. So yeah, it's definitely on the to-do list.
Cool. All right. Well, I am definitely looking forward to that. I always think that is like so cool. I mean, I don't play guitar or anything, but I love watching guitar playthroughs and even like drum playthroughs because I just like really appreciate it. So
totally. Yeah, I love watching them too.
Yeah, it's so fun. So this is another kind of cool thing that I just noticed recently. I had Andy Marsh on the podcast like just a couple weeks ago. And I was like kind of doing a deep dive on the internet, and I saw that he produced your record Tyrant back in 2014.
Correct. Yeah, he did.
Yeah. So that is so cool. I was like, oh my gosh, it's such a small world, but like you guys are both in Australia.
Yeah.
So how did that kind of come together, or did you guys kind of approach him like you knew you wanted him to work on it?
I think it was, he was sort of doing that just before I joined the band, actually. So that was, I was joining sort of as that album was being recorded. So, yeah, he'd been sort of working with the band, because we've all been friends. Like, I've known Marshy for many years, and it's kind of a small scene where we are, like the Brisbane Gold Coast area. So everyone kind of knows each other, and he'd been working with the band for a while. He produced the single Hollow Planet, which was the one that kind of got the band noticed by Nuclear Blast and all that sort of stuff back in the day. And then he was, yeah, just kind of continued on and was engineering the Tyrant album, which that song was on. But, yeah, we've still sort of all remained pretty close, and we've toured with his band quite a lot. And he's actually currently the manager of Aversion's Crown as well. So he's our manager now.
That's awesome. Yeah, I was going to ask about that too, because he had mentioned in our chat for his episode that he was tour managing not only Thy Art Is Murder, but like the whole tour that got canceled after the one show, which I didn't know. I didn't know he was also tour managing. So he's producing, tour managing, and playing in Thy Art Is Murder. That's so crazy.
And our general manager as well. So yeah.
That's awesome.
He's a busy man.
Yeah, for sure. And he said he was like taking some necessary time off with like the shelter in place. And I was like, yeah, you deserve it, because you're like, you got a lot going on.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So has he produced the rest of your records?
No, it was just that one he worked on. So yeah, the last one, we sort of self-produced it in Australia and was mixed by Mark Lewis. And this one, we kind of did in Australia as well, and it was mixed by Will Putney over in sort of near where you are in New Jersey.
Yeah, Will Putney is, I want to say, like, kind of famous over here. Not just because I feel like he's in, like, 20 bands, but he's, like, a legendary producer. So he's another guy that's, like, super busy all the time, which is super cool.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So this is going to be the band's, is the fourth full-length coming out in June?
It is, yes, the fourth one. So the band's been around for a while now, I guess.
Yeah, I was like looking up the dates because I was like, has it been that long? But like Servitude came out in 2011?
Yeah, that's right.
Crazy. So you guys are like almost veteran status, I want to say, in the metal scene. That's awesome.
Yeah, we're getting a bit long in the tooth.
So I am very excited that you guys are doing this December tour. It's Dying Fetus, Fit for an Autopsy, Thy Art Is Murder, and Enterprise Earth, and you guys. That's like a crazy lineup. That would be such a shame if it got canceled. So, so super excited. And I hope that, you know, maybe you guys can come back to Philly since I missed that show. I'm so sad. So are you planning on coming back to the States, or is it just kind of like an Australia thing for December?
The December tour is an Australian one. As soon as possible, we want to come back to the States, but obviously everything's a bit hard to read at the moment. I know we've seen bands sort of reschedule and then had to cancel a second time. So we're kind of holding off for a bit until we have a bit more of an idea of when things are going to be reopened and all that sort of stuff. Because we lost a fair bit on the first attempt of coming over for that tour, but
right,
yeah, we want to make sure we get it right next time and get to do it properly. So yeah, I think like everywhere in the world, everything's a bit sort of on hold and no one's really too sure what's going on, but yeah, as soon as we can, we'll be back.
Well, glad to hear it. I'm super excited for Hell Will Come For Us All coming out in just a couple weeks on Nuclear Blast. That's going to be great, since I love The Soil so much. So you guys really killed it. Not shocked, though.
Thank you.
And then did you want to do some shout outs real quick before we go? Like where we can follow you on social media and where we can get connected with the band ahead of the record release?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, you can follow me on Instagram at Mick Jeffrey. I have Facebook as well. But you can keep track of the band stuff through our Instagram and Facebook as well. They're both just Aversion's Crown. I think we have Twitter active at the moment as well. And I think through the Nuclear Blast site, there's going to be a fair bit of promo and stuff for the new record. So, yeah, if you keep an eye on the Nuclear Blast pages, there'll be plenty of info about the upcoming releases. We're releasing a new film clip within a couple of days. So That'll be out by the end of this week, I believe. So I'm excited for that one. And yeah, I think there'll be another single just before the album release as well.
Oh my God. So you guys are just like cranking it out. Love it.
We've been keeping busy.
Very cool. All right. Well, I'm super excited. And thank you so much for coming on the show. I really appreciate it.
No worries. And hopefully I'll see you in Philadelphia sooner rather than later.
Awesome. All right. I will talk to you later then.
Sounds great. Talk to you later.
You just heard another episode of the Ladies of Metal show. Subscribe to our channel so you never miss an episode. Need more metal in your life? Listen to Ladies of Metal Radio on the TuneIn Radio app. This is the Ladies of Metal show.